Ah, there you are. Shh. It's okay, baby. No. Calm down, darling. Yes, that's it. Shh. You're okay. You're safe. Yes, my love. You're safe. I know you might be afraid, but you shouldn't bother screaming. It's no use out here. We're quite secluded, you see. Whereas here, now if I told you that, you would formulate a plan to escape. We can't have that, now can we? No, you can't leave until you realize that you're in love with me, my darling. You know, while you were sleeping, I snuck into your house. You know, you have so many Wolf Girl posters, both wholesome and pornographic. It makes me wonder why you won't accept me. Because I'm not real? A schizophrenic hallucination? Well, that's not nice. I assure you that I am no hallucination, schizophrenic or otherwise. Anyway, I was snooping around your place, sniffing your clothes, your bed, nuzzling everything to mark my territory. I even put all your clothes into one big pile and just nuzzled the hell out of every last piece to mark you as mine. Well, of course I did. And the girl's got to mark her man. As I was saying, I was just looking around, getting better acquainted with my love, and I found your diary. I know I shouldn't have read it, but I can't trust you. Not yet. You haven't given me any reason to. Not after you kept running like that. Even though I know you did it just to test me. Isn't that right? Speak plainly, my love. Oh, and I thought so. My wonderful man. Well, my darling, since you're here, I thought we could take the opportunity to discuss a few things. I didn't read everything, but there were a few entries that caught my eye. Like, here. This entry from February 14th. You say, alone again, in the woods. I feel like no one understands how the hunt calls to me. This is why I feel wolf girls are the best. I thought that was really sweet. But it only made me more curious as to why you won't accept me. And then you have, June 25th. Some of the girls found out about my interests. It must have made me more approachable, I guess, because they keep telling me how cute they thought it was. I can't help it. It's what gave me the courage to be a hunter. There's nothing better than the kill. You need to understand. The hunt is more than that. You don't just kill to kill. You kill for the meat to fill your belly, the bones to fertilize your garden, or as an ingredient in elixirs. It's never just death for the sake of it. And then there's this part here. December 25th. I found a pack of wolves today. I kept a safe distance so I could watch them. They had downed a moose. They ate it, then played together. Even grown adult wolves look so cute when they play, their happy, smiling faces as they panted and tackled and just played in the snow. They were so cute. I wish I could have gotten closer, just to hug them or give them some head pats. Okay, but I'm legit a slut for head pats, so I'm going to need those. And I won't take no for an answer. What? What's that look for? Anyway. Then you went quite a while without writing anything down. Probably because of those fucking cunts that kept ogling you, trying to change you. I would never have let them. Then you wrote this on July 18th. I met a werewolf girl in the woods today. I don't know if she was real or a hallucination, to be honest. She was so beautiful. Her fur was so soft. Her eyes sparkled with mystery. And that body. I never saw her wolf form, but it was still amazing. I stayed for a few days to make sure she was all right, and then I left. I can't get her out of my mind, though. I wish I could see her again. Your wish is my command, darling. Oh, and then this one on July 28th. Feeling lonely again. It's strange. Lately, more and more single women have been leaving town to move to the city. It's probably more exciting there. Or maybe they are just tired of me. Oh, well, it's funny, right? You thought they moved away? It worked exactly like I'd hoped. Well, it doesn't take much to convince someone that you've left of your own accord. Just a well-timed letter written in their own handwriting. People will do a lot when they're under duress. What? Trust me, I did you a favor. I swear, every single one of them tasted like makeup and silicone. Ugh. But not me, baby. I'm all natural. All for you. Well, since I've already learned so much about you, it's only right that you get to ask me some questions. So, ask away. Is this my first heat? Yes, it is. What? Why so surprised? Oh, that's right. You don't know. That's okay. I'll explain. You see, werewolves can only go into heat Once we've imprinted on our mates, we mate for life. One person for the rest of our lives. My heart has chosen you. No, a werewolf can't go into heat until they've imprinted. Hell, I didn't even get aroused until I'd imprinted. Yes, males do. Oh. When I said I wouldn't go back to being alone. That... Well, everyone in my pack had already imprinted on someone. Werewolves usually imprint by age 18, but not me. All those years alone, seeing everyone happy, pairing off and having pups of their own. And then there was me. I was so sad, so lonely. I tried spending time around other wolf packs, but nothing. There were days I would cry myself to sleep, thinking I'd never be loved. But then, I got caught in that trap and found you. When I was with you, I felt something I'd never felt before. I felt loved. The tender way you treated me. The times you let me cry in your lap, held me and stroked my fur. For the first time, I felt whole. Then, when I found you again, I knew for certain I had imprinted. And now I can't help myself. I want you so badly. I need you. Crave you. However you'll have me. Pull my hair. Spank me. Put me in a collar and pull my leash until I choke. Or we can be soft. Sweet. Vanilla. I don't care. As long as we can be one, nothing else matters. Just you and me for the rest of our lives. But for now, I can wait and give you time to come around. Just trust me when I say I will never hurt you. Well, yes, I knocked you out with a rock, but you hardly left me a choice. And look on the bright side. Now I have the perfect opportunity to pamper you as I nurse you back to health. The sun is going down. You should sleep. I mean, you're tied up to my bed, so it's not exactly like there's much else you'd be doing. Well, not yet anyway. No. Instead, I'll wrap my tail around your waist and cuddle you all night long. Then in the morning, we'll begin the healing process. First things first, I'm going to show you exactly why I am your perfect mate. It's going to be wonderful. I can't tell you that. It's a secret. Shh. Enough. And just close your eyes, baby. Yeah, and that's it. Sweet dreams, my love.